Aloha la palalas, this is Kaolana, coming at you with another episode of the New Kanaka Podcast. Mahalo for tuning in. Today's episode, I'm going to speak about something that a mentor of mine, Paul, had sent me on a Facebook Messenger, and I watched it. Man, I must have watched it, 10 plus times, but... you know, what he said in there, there was these three gentlemen, and it was an interview, and they were talking about, it was this African-American gentleman, and they were talking about wealth and about money and about why the African-American people are so held behind, and different ideas about it. And one of the things he was talking about is the consistent lies that our society and, the world we live in today feeds us on every level, and it's this lies that's been fed to us over the course of generations. And what they're saying is the brain is a creature of repetition, right? Adolf Hitler said, come up with a lie, keep on telling the lie, be consistent with it. It ain't even got to be true, right? But the brain cannot resist believing something that is regularly presented before it. Right? Think about that. All the stuff that we've been told as a kid, and all of these books that you read, these finance books that tell you, you go to school, right? You get the job you love. You get a family. You buy a house. Live happily ever after, right? But if you break that down, that's what we told is the way to be happy and to get rich. Or if you want to get rich, to invest in a stock market. That's another lie, right? There's so many avenues to wealth, but the lies we've been told, right? Go to school. What they don't tell us is that school is the one debt that you cannot repay. And the average person who gets a four-year degree gets out of school in about $80,000 worth of debt, right? And you cannot get rid of this debt unless you repay it. You have to repay this debt, which, you know, any respectable person should do is repay their debt. But you're getting set to begin your life almost $100,000 in debt. And that's not even a top schools, right? You getting faced into this world with over almost $100,000 worth of debt right now. You go get that degree and you go get a job, right? Half the people who get that job is even in the field that they went and got the degree for, right? They end up getting whatever job they can get because their degree was so unspecific that it's just this broad area. And now, you know, they end up with a dead-end job or something that they're not happy doing, something they never go to school for. So now, not only are they behind the eight ball and in debt, but now they're not even happy doing what they're doing because they don't have the job that they wanted, right? Then you meet somebody, right? You fall in love, you have this amazing wedding, and you go further into debt because the average wedding nowadays in Hawaii is about $25,000. That is ridiculous. $25,000. You're already $80,000 behind the eight ball, right? You working at a job that you hate, and you're probably not making enough money to pay that debt off fast. And now you add another $25,000 onto that. You're not even talking about the car, the credit cards, right? And now you go and you buy a home. Put yourself even more debt. And in Hawaii, man, homes are expensive. In Hilo, my wife and I just built our house, and it's about $450,000 to build that house, right? So that would push me, you know, over $500,000 worth of debt if I went that route, right? And we're supposed to live happily ever after doing that. But see, that's the lies that we've been told, right? There are so much avenues for wealth, paths to wealth, right? But going down the path of what is believed to be true prevents us, inhibits us, stands in our way of ever being wealthy because of the enormous amount of debt that the so-called path puts upon us. And we believe that that's normal. That is not normal. Ohana, listen, that is not the way it is, right? We playing catch up. The haoles, and I say I'm not racist or anything, but the haoles have been teaching their kids to become wealthy for generations, right? They're so far ahead of us. How do we catch up? I tell you how. We have to run faster than they are. And the only way we can do that is collectively. We have to do that together. That's the only way we're going to raise our people up to the level where now we can compete in the local markets, whether it be real estate, business, whatever. That's the only way we're going to do it. We might have one or two individuals that will be able to do it here and there, but if we want to see our people rise together, it's the only way we have to do it, right? Lokahi, right? We have to take that responsibility for each other. And I'm not saying go out and give other people everything you have. No, but your knowledge can be transferred. You can tell somebody, hey, where are you stuck? Let me help you, right? You can go and hold meetings or you know, now with the age of technology, you can hold Zoom meetings or WhatsApp meetings over your phone, and you can speak to countless individuals. Set up, I mean, that's just ideas. That's what I'm doing. Me and a few Kanaka that I'm partnered with, we are holding what we call Kanakanomics, which is a collaborative effort. It's a free workshop. There's no selling, no recruiting at these events. We hold it two Fridays of every month at the Paneva Community Center at 5 o'clock. The next event is this coming Friday, the 21st at 5 o'clock, Paneva Community Center. We're holding basic budgeting. That is the core of everything. You're going to have struggle and you have the hardest time trying to get rid of your debt and accumulate wealth if you cannot manage the money that you are making now, right? 90% of people can pay all of their bills off and start saving money with the income that they have now if they learn to keep track and manage their income and their debts. This 100% possible if you take responsibility, become aware of what's going on financially in your life, how much money you get coming in, how much money get going out, where is it going, how much of is it going, how can you find ways to save a couple hundred dollars from being spent on useless things. You know that if you spend $27.40 a day, you spend $10,000 a year, right? If you're able to save $28 a day that you would normally spend on coffee, cigarettes, beer, you know, candy, fast foods, if you're able to save $27 a day, you would have an extra $10,000 plus at the end of the year. That is ridiculous. What could you do with $10,000? Right? How much bills could you pay off with $10,000? How much could you make return on investment if you invested that money, you know, in a business, in real estate, in stock market, you know, or whatever? What good could you do for your life and your family if you was able to now have $10,000 extra at the end of the month, right? That is what we teach at Kanakanomics. We empower people with the education and the knowledge and the consistency to now develop these habits to put themselves and their families in a better place financially, because that is the core. If you want to do anything great, you have to be pono with your kala at home. You have to be pono, right? Now, when you receive that money, now you know that money going to be put to good use because you have developed these habits and these financial competencies to now where you know that money going to be put to good use and going to benefit your family in the most beneficial way it can, right? That's just a reflection of this powerful clip that one of my mentors had sent to me, and I'm so appreciative because it gave me a deeper understanding of what it is we're doing and why we're doing it, man. And I just gotta give appreciation for Paul Tomi for that, man. Mahalo nui loa for that clip. It was super powerful, really impactful for me. So please, Ohana, if you guys are in the Paneva area on Friday or in Hilo, come down to this workshop. It's free. We teach everything from basic budgeting to sustainable living to, the right type of mortgage loans or small business loans. There's a variety of things that we teach every single day. Every single Friday. And please come down. Come join us. Let's start a movement. Let's do this together. Let's better our people, our starting with our family first, and then our communities, and then our state. Let's rise up and take back Hawaii. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in for this episode. Mahalo nui, loa, and you guys stay safe. Shoots, aloha.